Okay, so all this turbulence overseas and the economic turbulence here in the United States and other countries comes right into Holy Week and Passover. And there is a poll from Gallup about religion in America. Very interesting poll. So in 2015, not so long ago, 66% of Americans said that religion was an important part of their daily lives. Now that number has fallen to 49%. That's a pretty big drop. Second question, Pew. In 2007, 78% of Americans identified as Christian. Now that number is 62%, another big drop. Finally, Pew, religion in America, 29% of all of us say we don't have any religion. And that's on the rise. Fastest growing theology in America is not really a theology, it's nothing. So why is this happening? Why? And joining us now from Claremont, California, is Dr. Phil Zuckerman, professor of sociology at Pitzer College, part of the Claremont College system. If there's one thing you had to point to, doctor, that has made religion on the decline in this country, what would it be?
I'd say the internet, actually. A lot of evidence that as countries, as populations spend more time online, one of the casualties there is being religiously involved, if I had to pick one.
Okay, so explain then why. So I'm fairly, I wouldn't say I'm a religious fanatic, but I'm engaged in Catholicism, and I have to use the internet every day for my work. It mm-hmm. hasn't really impacted on that.
Yeah. I'd say that it happens in three ways, working simultaneously. At least this is what we find when we ask people these questions in studies, qualitative and quantitative. So number one, the internet has created connections for people that are non-believers. In the past, if you were living in a very religious part of the country and you were a 16 or 17 year old and you doubted, you were skeptical, you had questions, that was a very solitary, lonely experience, and you really couldn't do much about it. If your whole family was religious and you're everybody at school and you weren't feeling that way, you just kind of had to suck it up or, you know, swallow it or whatever. Now you just go online and say, hey, am I the only one who thinks, you know, this speaking in tongues is not really legit? Or am I the only one who doubts this or that? My prayers haven't been answered. And you find instant community, instant social support and validation of your worldview. So that's just connecting non-believers in a way that's never happened before. Number two.
So it's easier to be an atheist because you have other atheist pals on social media.
You could say that. It's easier to be, I don't know about an atheist, but it's easier to be indifferent, a skeptic, a doubter, a humanist, because you find that social support, which, you know, having a worldview that no one else shares is hard to sustain when you're lonely. But when you have others there, it's a little bit more plausible and more acceptable. Secondly, unlike in the past, you know, in the past, if I wanted to learn something about religion, I walked to the library. If I wanted to learn about Mary's Assumption or I wanted to learn about what's Yom Kippur or something, I go to the library, take out a book, and I can read. Now, if I Google that, I am immediately bombarded with critiques and debunking inadvertently, even if I don't want to. One of my favorite studies is about clergy who have lost their faith. And what they found was more often than not, the clergy said, hey, I was looking something up that I hadn't studied in a while. It's been a while since I was in seminary and I had to plan for a seminar, for a sermon. And I started looking something up. But next thing I know, it's 3 a.m. and I'm reading all about, you know, how the Gospels are critiquable or maybe they're forged or maybe they're this or that. So we are exposed to ex-Mormons, ex-Catholics, ex-everything just by searching for religion. And that can chip away at people's surety. And then the third factor, of course, is just how the internet interfaces in our lives, the shopping, the simultaneity, the scrolling, the porn, it's just become such a fixture. It's depleted our connections, not just in religion, but to other people in many ways. So it's a sort of community sapper, as it were. It makes us more individualized. It makes us more self-obsessed. It makes us less social. And so it makes things like church a little less compelling or more alienating than it used to be in the past.
I see it almost the same way as I see the will to fight evil. You know, I wrote a book called Confronting Evil. And America's motivation to deal with real evil has dropped along with the belief in God or the practice of religion. And I think it's because we are an undisciplined, selfish society, generally speaking. Am I wrong? Hmm.
You know, that's something you and I probably don't see eye to eye on. I'm a sociologist by training, and I'm happy to talk about these trends of secularization. But from what you just said, I would probably disagree. I mean, I can explain why if you want, but.
Where do you disagree with me? Do you think we are a self-sacrificing nation?
It depends how you classify that and what you mean by that. But I guess the reason I would disagree is when evil means different things to different people, obviously. You know, somebody might think gay marriage is evil. Another person might think it's just and good, and denying gay marriage is evil. So it's very subjective. And what I can tell you is I'm happy to talk about all the ways in which a decline in religion negatively affects our society and our culture. But on this one, I don't see it that way because.
But I'm not coming at it from that point of view. It doesn't matter to me. Let's face it. The U.S. economy is under stress. National debt rising, trade war shaking the markets. And meanwhile, China is dumping the dollar and stockpiling gold. That's why I protected my savings with physical gold and silver through the only dealer I trust, American Hartford Gold. And you can do this. Get precious metals delivered to your door or place in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. They'll even help you roll over your existing IRA or 401k, tax and penalty free. With billions in precious metals delivered, thousands of five-star reviews, and an A+ from the Better Business Bureau, you can trust American Hartford Gold as I do. Please call 866-326-5576 or text BILL to 998-899. Again, that's 866-326-5576 or text BILL to 998-899.
When your auto insurance shows up, every call, every claim, every day, that's a win. J.D. Power has ranked AAA number one for auto insurance customer satisfaction in the Southwest 2 years running. Get a quote at AAA.com/quote. Visit JDPower.com for details.
What theology or religious tenet that you embrace, that doesn't matter. It's the overall belief in a higher power and a right or a wrong. And that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing that, okay, we know it's wrong for people to try to develop a nuclear weapon who are sworn to kill Jews. We know that's wrong, even if you're the biggest pagan in the world. You know it's wrong, but we're not willing to do anything about it.
Interesting. I appreciate that. By the way, I also really appreciated your sentiments at the outset. Thank you for those words. I guess what I would say, I'll give you an example. Just off the top of my head, I was reading yesterday in Israel about a troop of Israeli soldiers that is going into the West Bank and brutalizing the civilian population there, burning their homes, burning their cars, terrifying their children. It wasn't surprising to me that that is actually a battalion made up of ultra-Orthodox, strongly believing Jews. And the reason I bring that up as an anecdote is I think there's something, I think it's not demonstrable that people who believe in a higher power somehow, care more about good and bad and wrong and right and evil. I think you can have many strongly religious people devoted to God who don't care about suffering of others. And you can have a lot of secular humanist people who don't believe in a God, but are very, very motivated.
There's no doubt about it. But to put it in a historical perspective, the IDF, which is what you're talking about, in Israel, I mean, they are reacting to a daily threat, Hamas.
Oh yeah,
it's not like they're okay. It's not like General Custer, who went into an Indian village where all the braves were gone, and wiped out all the women and children. Okay.
Right. Well, Bill, I guess what I would say is if you look at both sides of this ugly, ugly situation, the Palestinians and the Israelis, what you'll find is the more religious in both camps. So the more religious Palestinians,
fanatical, sure,
are the most, there's no doubt about it, least likely to compromise. And the more secular on both camps, the non-religious Jews in Israel and the non-religious Palestinians, are the most willing to compromise, see each other's humanity. So even that, it kind of cuts both ways. And I'm not saying this is a universal fact, but
doctor, that's not true in the Muslim world. That's not true there. Okay, the more secular these Muslims are, the more intent they are in wiping Jews and Americans off the planet. So it's a very complicated issue. Last question for you.
Yeah.
Is it good, in your opinion, as a sociologist, for America to be experiencing a decline of religion and belief in God? Is that a good thing?
Yes and no. I can give you both if you like.
No, yeah, but I want your opinion.
Oh, yeah, I think it's ultimately a good thing. You bet.
Why?
Oh, I just think we do a better job solving problems rationally and empirically rather than relying on mystical or spiritual or prayer. I mean, you and I are communicating right now, and there's nothing supernatural going on. It's all empirical, scientifically driven. You and I believe that people solve problems better working together in this world, using natural means, using our minds, our intelligence, our empathy and compassion. I don't think we solve much by relying on a deity. Prayers don't seem to be as effective as social policy. So I'd rather have more Americans engaging in reality in a sort of empirical way, in an ethical way, rather than saying, well, we're just going to solve this by praying. We're going to solve, you know, all our nation's problems by relying on God. I don't think that's a good approach. And if you look at the most successful democracies on earth today, they are successful not because they rely on prayer, but because they rely on
Well, they're not theocracies, that's for sure. But religion does set up a system whereby good is rewarded and evil is punished. Secular does not do that. Doesn't do it.
It's worked in my neighborhood, worked at my school, worked in my city.
Take a bus ride up to San Francisco, where I just did my special.
Yeah. Well, okay? if that were the case, we would find the highest violent crime rates in the least believing democracies, but we find just the opposite. So something else is at play.
Okay, Professor, very interesting. We appreciate it. I don't know whether you're a believer or not, but if you are, happy Easter. Thank you for taking the time.